Hello, how you doing?
Good, thank you. Robin is actually joining me today. She's visiting from Australia, and she's actually, she's been living in Canberra, where the Prime Minister, of course, lives and operates. And she'll sort of report in on what went down in the last couple of weeks and with Kevin Rudd. So that'll be exciting. Anyway, this is the Eastern Dark. You're listening to Australian music on CITR 101.9.
Stop thinking about
Terrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m. the Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
Welcome back to 101.9 FM here in Vancouver on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. And a very special week, if anyone's been paying attention to the news. The dismissal of the Prime Minister by his own party has been very exciting. And the news has reached all corners of the globe, of course, thanks to the internet these days. Just back announcing there, we had three old songs. It's been a couple of weeks since we've played some good old rock and roll, fuzzed out tunes there. The Eastern Dark with the classic Johnny and Dee Dee. I actually sort of getting back in a bit of a Ramones phase, and the Eastern Dark definitely very much influenced by the Ramones, and they actually put out that little song called Johnny and Dee Dee, and they were a fantastic band from the 80s who were offshoot of the Celibate Rifles, and unfortunately James Darroch, the singing guitarist, died in a car accident, and their career was cut short, and it was quite sad because they would have made some really amazing music, I'm sure, if they'd remained. And the Exploding White Mice was the second band with Burning Red. Again, another 80s band there from Australia. And Ratcat with That Ain't Bad. That was a bit of a hit single, actually, in the early 90s. Just as that sort of alternative rock wave was just beginning and Nirvana was just about to appear on the Australian shores and play, and it was all happening back then. As I mentioned, I actually have a friend here in the studio, Robin.
Hi, how are you doing?
This is Robin. She's actually from Canberra, and Canberra, the capital city. Listeners may not know that's the capital city of Australia. A lot of people think it's Sydney, but it is Canberra. I'm from Canberra myself. Robin is here visiting me, and it's just interesting timing that the Prime Minister was actually kicked out of his own party.
Well, I can tell you right now, the people in Canberra, I bet you many of us, would be sitting around the dinner table going, what's going on?
Hmm.
But in hindsight, maybe it was very predictable and, well, the writing was always on the wall. I think that's what many people would think.
Just in terms of the policies that the Prime Minister was...
More that, as well as how the Prime Minister decided to run things, how he decided to run government while he was around.
Mm.
So he came in a few years ago, 2007.
And this is Kevin Rudd we're talking about, who's so the leader of the Labor Party, is the party in government at the moment.
So the Labor Party would be the party that believes in government assistance for social welfare, rather than let the private sector handle things.
Mm.
The government should come in, help the poor out, help with inequality, help people who can't afford an education, get an education, help with the health system, that sort of thing.
Yeah, and actually we're going to talk a bit more about the details of Kevin Rudd and what happened and I guess what he did in government, but as a precursor, Australia had, we actually had a huge constitutional crisis way back in 1975 where Prime Minister Gough Whitlam was dismissed. And I guess to much more fanfare, I suppose, on what's happened here, because he was actually removed by the Governor-General. So Gough Whitlam, he was, again, he was a Labor Party Prime Minister. He was the 21st Prime Minister, and he was very popular when he first came in, and he instituted a lot of interesting programs back in the mid-70s. So
radical
at the time. Yeah, it's hard for us to really comprehend now. Like, I mean, he eliminated conscription. He instituted universal health care, set up legal aid. Like, this is cool stuff. And he was a charismatic man, and he was really popular.
For a period of time there, he made education free for all Australians.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, that is incredible. Like, this is back in the 70s. Education was free. You could go to university.
Study whatever you want.
Study whatever you want. Become a great, smart person, well-rounded. It's hard to do that these days with the massive debts. So he was a really incredible leader. But, of course, like any government, I mean, there were scandals, and the economy at the time did start to take a tip. So things started to happen. And in 1974, with a reduced majority, the opposition ended up controlling the Senate, and they gained a lot of strength with this when these government scandals sort of played out and the economy flagged. And so in 1975, after weeks of deadlock over the passage of appropriation bills, which are... what are those, Robin?
They're spending bills. Spending bills. So what the government will spend on the country.
Right.
So what was happening was... well, Gough Whitlam, yes, he was brilliant, but he was spending too much more than what the government had in the bank. And he was about to bring over or bring out another passage, but the Senate realised, oh, look, we don't have enough money in the bank, we've got to block it.
Hmm.
And that's what happened.
Okay, so this instituted a constitutional crisis so it was 11th of November 1975, so the Senate refused to pass any money, so nothing could happen. The country basically ground to a halt.
Yep.
Whitlam intended to call a half-Senate election in an attempt to break the deadline, but the Governor-General said, get stuffed, I'm kicking you out. So the Governor-General just dismissed the Prime Minister, a popular man.
The Governor-General had powers to do that because technically the Governor-General is the Queen's representative.
Hmm.
But I've realised this is Canada, and so you guys would know what the Governor-General is.
Yeah, but I guess, you know, but it's still these days, I guess they're kind of figureheads, right? I mean, they don't... do a hell of a lot day to day, but when something like this happens, they can do stuff.
That people know Governor General did anything.
Yeah, but they sure can, and the Governor General did. William Carr, I believe his name, Kerr, and kicked out the Prime Minister and put Malcolm Fraser, the opposition, into power like straight away.
Very historic event. People still talk about it now.
Oh yeah. And it's so historic that I'm actually going to play for you right now. What I'm going to do, I'm going to play a bit of the dismissal speech, the famous speech that Gough Whitlam made in 1975, the 11th of November 1975, standing on the steps of Parliament just after he had been dismissed. I'm going to play you a little bit of that. And right after that, I'm going to play you a song called Gough by a band called the Whitlams. So a band... quite a wonderful piano-based band called the Whitlams basically named their band after this man.
And 20 years later.
20 years later. And their first song, one of their first main singles, was called Gough. And I'm going to play you a little short segment of Tim Friedman of the band talking about the song and the inspiration. Then we'll play a live version of the song. So, but first up, this is the Gough Whitlam dismissal, 1975. Here on Strand, the Australian Canadian Music Show.
The Governor General of Australia, I do by this my proclamation dissolve the Senate and the House of Representatives, given under my hand and the Great Seal of Australia on the 11th of November 1975 by His Excellency's command, Malcolm Fraser, Prime Minister, John R. Kerr, Governor General. God save the Queen.
Ladies and gentlemen, well may we say, God save the Queen. Because nothing will save the Governor General. The proclamation which you have just heard read by the Governor-General's official secretary was countersigned Malcolm Fraser. Who will undoubtedly go down in Australian history from Remembrance Day 1975 as Kerr's Kerr. The Governor General signed that proclamation, and it was... This has gone off, isn't it? We'll put it on. And they won't silence...
wanted to be tarred with the same brush. He liked Latin, held his head up high, and he hated the liberals, though he didn't know why.
Goff was a very important song for us because it was a song from our first album, Introducing, that got played on the radio, which allowed us to drive up and down the coast and get a few crowds and, you know, become a band. I'd already called the band the Whitlams without the permission of Stevie and Andy. They just came home from holidays one day and I'd had the posters printed up. And Stevie said, well, I actually went to the same high school as Goff because they were both Canberra boys. It was Narrabunda High, where legend has it Goff was the Ducks and Stevie was expelled. I played it to them around a piano and it automatically suited Andy's double bass and acoustic guitar, and they were so great at just pulling harmonies out of the air. There are lots of harmonies in the song, and so it's always worked very well live, and I'd say we've played it most gigs ever since 1992. It was also instrumental in us meeting Goff because someone played it to him and they realised that we were stealing his name with respect and not being too irreverent. And since that date, the different lineups of the band have generally got to have lunch with Goff, and that's been a great thrill for us.
So we've been learning about Goff Whitlam, the dismissal of the Prime Minister in 1975, and the band The Whitlams, who were inspired by that great man. And here is their version, their live version of that song, Goff, for you here on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show.
About a man called Goff. Little boy wanted to be tarred with the same brush. Learned Latin, held his head up high. He hated the liberals, didn't know why. Little boy is on the stage tonight. Anthony Hayes doing all right. They went to the same Canberra school. Stevie was 9 in 1972. Come over, dinner with me. We'll play chess and drink claret. Walk slowly down my little street. Can you bring Margaret? Chess and drink claret.
Oh, this line, ladies and gentlemen, reminds me of the fact I was writing this tune in the back of my little terrace in Newtown, and I was living with Louis Badette. And just as I was working out this line, Louis was a jazz drummer. I hear from the front, if you're going to rip off Miles Davis, do it fucking properly. So Louis came out and he showed me that I was actually unconsciously trying to play So What by Miles Davis, track one from Kind of Blue. So he showed me the few notes I was getting wrong, and it now is an exact rip-off of Miles Davis.
No, November 11, it was Armistice Day, a bush ranger was slaughtered, and Goff was betrayed. November 11, he wouldn't survive. The Governor General in 75. November 11, yeah, a big day for all of us. November 11, Ned Kelly died. Shame, phrase, a shame, and we all cried for you, Goff, you, Goff, you, Goff, Edward Goff Whitlam, you. And drink claret. Walk slow down my little street. Can you bring Margaret? Chess and drink claret. Margaret.
Thank you. you've been. Think you're hidden now, but everyone who sees, they can see you now. You're out in the rain. It's 5 a.m. and you're on some corner again, soaking wet, and there's no taxi with a name. So
it takes tweets from strangers. You gotta call, then let's take a ride. Wanna see some places. Gotta make some changes. Gotta do some living tonight. I'm not shy.
Never unseen. Ventured out into the gray in between. Eucalyptus and the burnt gasoline. Dusty nowhere roads, you hitch yourself a ride with a burnt down man whose eyes are still wide. All that you can talk about is suicide. So
still tapping.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's hottest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
We like Biltmore, yeah, like Biltmore.
Check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
And if you're a rock star, you're famous, and you rock out.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know.
It's fun though, isn't it?
This is Stranded, the Australian music, Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show here in Vancouver on CITR 101.9. And every show is a special show, but every show is extra special because today I have an extra special guest, a friend of mine from Australia who is visiting, Robin.
Oh, very kind words, Matt.
Yeah, Robin from Canberra, the scene of much destruction, political destruction over the last week with the dismissal from the Labor Party of Kevin Rudd, the Prime Minister. And we're going to talk a bit more about that here with Robin. The music there we heard, that was a wonderful song there from a gentleman named M. Craft. His name out in the musical world is M. Craft. His real name is Martin Craft. He was one of the songwriters from Sidewinder, who are a seminal Australian rock band from the 90s who no longer exists. But Martin relocated to London and has been making music there for a number of years. And M. Craft, amazing. That's the song Sweets. Before that, of course, was Tim Friedman of the Whitlams doing a live version of their song Gough. Their song Gough, about Gough Whitlam, the Prime Minister, who was dismissed in the constitutional crisis of 1975. And we heard Tim there talk a little bit about the inspiration for the name of their band and the song. And we heard the live version of Tim doing it on his own on the piano. So that was a deep, dark past. 1975, the Prime Minister was literally ripped out of his position by the Governor-General. And it's amazing. It would have been an amazing time to be around. back then. This time around, Kevin Rudd, the leader of the Labor Party, was dismissed by his own party in a caucus. What would you call it? A caucus kind of coup? Or?
Yeah. He got voted out within his own party to not be Prime Minister any longer. And people within the party, there's lots of factions, they agreed that Julia Gillard, the Deputy PM, should be the Prime Minister instead, taking the party to the election, which is going to be held later on this year.
Hmm. So it will, you know, it will play out as a democratic process. I mean, right now we have a Prime Minister that the people did not vote for, but that's going to happen in due course.
Yeah, this is a record first. This has never happened before in Australian politics. As Matt was saying before, Gough Whitlam got kicked out while he was in the job, but that was more to do with forced resignation by the Governor-General.
Yeah, so the supreme, I guess, supreme power, the Queen, literally, the Queen's representative sitting in Canberra, waved his finger and did it, and that can happen. I guess, technically, that could happen here as well.
Yeah, whereas this time, it's the people within Kevin Rudd's own party that's kicked him out.
Mm.
And it really makes you think, well, the Labor Party has been known to always be loyal to its leaders, and for this to happen is a very symbolic, very big event. It makes you think, why did this happen?
Yeah, well, just a bit of a backstory. So Kevin Rudd was the 26th Prime Minister. He was in power from December 2006, just right up until just a week ago in 2010. So 4 years. So he grew up on a dairy farm in Queensland, I believe, and studied Asian studies. He was a very educated man. He ended up working for the Department of Foreign Affairs and became a specialist in Chinese relations and the language. And as far as I'm aware, he was initially quite popular.
Record high. Well, he was against an increasingly unpopular Prime Minister John Howard at the time.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
people were wanting change. The people of Australia were saying, "Come on, we need change."
Yeah, that's right. The Liberal Party in Australia is actually the Conservative Party. For listeners, it might be confusing, but it's the opposite here. So in Canada, the Conservatives are the Conservative Party. The Liberals are the less Conservative Party. In Australia, the Conservative Party is called the Liberals.
Yeah.
And the slightly less conservative party is called the Labor Party, and Kevin was the leader of that party. He instituted he signed the Kyoto Protocols. He allowed for the historic national apology to the Stolen Generations, which is Australia's equivalent to the residential schools here in Canada, and so that was quite an incredible thing to happen.
Very symbolic.
Symbolic. Also, there's 2020 summit.
So when he first got in, he invited all the leaders around the country, leaders in the arts, industry, music, media, business. He got them all together to meet in Canberra, the nation's capital, to think about ideas, to brainstorm how can we make Australia a better country.
Hmm.
Very symbolic move. It hadn't been done before. This was 4 years ago?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the question is, what's happened since then?
Change happens slow, but he went out strong. But so, and some of these things sound great, but also towards the end, there were a number of crises. So we had, there was a delay in the carbon pollution reduction scheme.
He got voted. Many people voted for him because he made a promise to the Australian people that he would introduce an emissions trading scheme to help combat the climate change problem.
Yeah.
And that's backfired. Well, nothing's happened.
Well, and then also some questionable sort of policies on asylum seekers.
Australia's never been what you'd call friendly to...
It has. Like, I mean, there was massive post-war migration, but increasingly in recent years, we've made it harder for people to come to Australia, I guess, that, like, sort of punitive asylum seeker processing, right?
For
refugees, yeah. Yeah, and, John Howard definitely wasn't very popular on that front. And
he wouldn't allow boat people in.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, Australia, it's been a touchy subject in the last number of years of boat people arriving and not being treated terribly well when they've fled from a lot of hardship.
So some people voted for Kevin Rudd because they thought that he would be a bit more humanitarian about this policy. But it seems as though nothing's happened. Well, nothing's changed since when John Howard was in.
Right. Interesting. Well, we are talking here on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show, about the dismissal of Kevin Rudd from the Prime Ministership. This just happened this last week, quite unprecedented. We now have a first female Prime Minister in power, at least until the proper election. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that, but back to some music. And this song's really funny. This is another guy. He is from Canberra as well. His name's the Bedroom Philosopher. And I think he might have relocated to Melbourne, which would probably make sense, actually, because this Melbourne, it's from an album called Songs on the 86 Tram. It's called Northcote, in brackets, So Hungover. And it's like a total like satire on hipster indie music subculture. Have a listen to this. It's really funny. The lyrics are really great. And yeah, the film clip's really cool. The video, I'm going to put it up on the show blog too. So this is The Bedroom Philosopher with Northcote, So Hungover. Real satire on hipster culture for you. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show.
Hello. Oh, hey Joel, how you going? Yeah, I just had a tram, just really hungover. Hey, you know that band competition we went in? So you think you can copy? Yeah, we won, man. Yeah, we got a record contract out of it. We're with, like, Independent Records. They're like an offshoot of Sony. Yeah, we have to make, like, one overhyped album. We get Molly Meldrum kudos. Rage gets programming rights. A memory stick full of MySpace friends. And we can write the soundtrack to an ad of our choice. No, man, we haven't sold out. We still got creative control. Oh, our t-shirts. Yeah, extra smalls have gone. Like, change our name, too. We're, like, Rage Against the Sewing Machine. We're all about anger and fashion. How's your album going? Yeah, you laid down some tracks. Oh, actual tracks for Connex. Yeah, right. I guess you better pay for the studio hire, huh? What's it called again? Zed Sides and Demos. What's the greatest hits concept EP? Nothing but secret tracks. Yeah, right. Are you worried about people burning it? I mentioned a fire. Hey, did I mention we picked up a Grant? Yeah, Grant Taylor, our bass player. We picked him up from the side of the road. He was, like, passed out. Yeah, we had to deal with an agent and everything. Domestos, mainly. He was in pretty bad shape.
Riding around on the 86. So long ago.
Last night we supported Pose Tattoo, and, like, they're fronted by Sad Sanderson down at the Fitzroy Antisocial Club. Yeah, that's alright, man, but, you know, the mixing is really bad. Like, my G&T didn't even have lemon in it. You know, like, the band's really gelling, like, our hair. It's just, like, we're going through an 80s thing at the moment. Anyway, Matt, sorry I couldn't come to your gig the other night. I just didn't really want to go. How was it?
Yeah,
just left a big gear afterwards. That's pretty rock. Oh, in a car accident. You're right. That's a good man. Hey, I had to go to the hospital the other day, too. These new jeans, man. I just couldn't get my wallet out. Yeah, they had to cut me out. The local anesthetic.
Riding around on the 86. So
tofu salad. It's just going everywhere, man. You know, this whole, like, record contracts and stuff, I don't want it to go to my head, you know. It's become, like, a cliched character. Anyway, man, I better go. I'm, like, running out of street credit. But,
Yeah, it's like it's a shame you can't come to my party. I know, I just didn't invite you though. Laters.
Hip, 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 CITR 101.9 FM presents Turbo Fruits with special guests Golden Triangle and Tight Solid at the Biltmore Cabaret on July 5th. Doors are at 8 and the show starts at 9:30. Tickets are $11 in advance at Zulu, Red Cat, Scratch. Tickets are available online at theticketweb.ca. Nashville-based Turbo Fruits with special guests Golden Triangle and Tight Solid at the Biltmore Cabaret, July 5th. For more information, visit CITR.ca.
FM in Vancouver. This is Campus Community Radio and Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. And we've just been talking today about the dismissal of the Australian Prime Minister that just happened less than a week ago now. We'll talk a little bit more about that before the end of the show with my friend Robin here. But those songs, if you liked what you heard there, those last two songs, you heard their Root System, Chris Mapstone and Root System, with their demo for Touch the Sky. And they've been playing around a lot. They're an awesome band. We've had them play here live on the show, featuring an Australian bass player, Canadian guitarist, and Hawaiian drummer. And they play around quite frequently in Vancouver. I saw them at the Rowing Club just on the weekend. And they're going to be playing next week at Falconetti's. The 2nd of July at Falconetti's. That's the Friday, I believe. And if you like the song you heard before that, they're actually going to be playing on the same bill. You heard Matt Langley. Now, he is from New Zealand. He is landing on our shores in a couple of days for his first few gigs here in Canada. And he's teaming up with Root System, and they're going to be playing at Falconetti's. And Matt Langley is going to be playing more dates around the city, so keep a look out on his website. Matt Langley from New Zealand, amazing guy. He's actually won the best country song. He's an acoustic folk alternative country guy, and he just won the award for best country song in New Zealand. So check him out, Falconetti's on Friday. So Robin, we don't have a lot of time left, but this is Robin, my friend from Canberra.
Hey again.
Robin has been gracious. She's graciously come into the show, and she's been telling us a little bit what it's like to be in Canberra when all this drama is happening. The Prime Minister was just kicked out by his own party, Kevin Rudd. So how did it actually happen? What was the last moments?
Well, apparently, so all the Labour Party power brokers were sitting at a Vietnamese restaurant across the road from where I used to live, the Hang Hao, and apparently the mobile phones were setting off that night just about getting the numbers to vote out the Prime Minister. And it makes you think, well, why did this happen? Like we were saying before, it's never happened before, and the Labour Party, traditionally loyal to its leaders. Why?
But things happen, right? I mean, sometimes mistakes can be made, but, you know, like, it's been rough with the economy, and I guess you had, there was an issue with the super profits tax on the mining industry just recently, but, yeah.
I'd like to think opinion on why he got the sack.
Yeah.
And I'll read something that was written a couple of years ago about him by someone from the opposition party, John Hewson. He's no longer the opposition leader of the Liberal Party, but a prominent figure in Australian politics anyway. And this is what he said about Kevin Rudd a couple of years ago in 2008. So Kevin Rudd is like a mosquito in a nudist colony. So much work to be done, so many fleshy opportunities to bite into. It seems he doesn't quite know where to start, short of biting into everything. He is in danger of taking on too much, doing a little on a lot of issues, but none of them really well. Furthermore, John Hewson went on to say that it doesn't help that he is a control freak who wants to run and virtually control everything. John Hewson sums up in this article by saying that, in these circumstances where the opposition is not being taken seriously, and right now the Liberal Party in Australia have their own issues, so really the Labor Party has a lot of power at the moment. But it's funny that the threat to Kevin Rudd was not from the outside, but more so from people within his own party, people from within his own base.
Yeah, because that's what happened. It was in a caucus meeting. It was decided that the leader was no longer, he wasn't the right man for the job anymore. So it's all happened very quickly.
He couldn't deliver.
Yeah, and I guess this is politics, right? I mean, it can all happen so quickly. And, he came out strong and he had some great... some policies were great, but then some were not so great.
Promises, and you wonder what he did.
Yeah.
Well, what are the outcomes?
Yeah, well, so this is, we're talking about the dismissal of the Australian Prime Minister. It just happened just this past week, and we now have our first female Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, and she'll be leading the party until the upcoming election. And so, yeah, it's quite an exciting period. We have to get back to a little bit of music here. This is Vancouver band Hard Drugs. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Thanks very much for listening. All right, we're back here on CITR 101.9. We just heard the Shane Turner Overdrive, and before that was an awesome band here from Vancouver called What's Wrong Tohi with their song Archaeology. That totally rocked. That's a demo there on their MySpace page. What's Wrong Tohi is the band, T-O-H-E-I. And before that was Hard Drugs. So that's it. We've come to the end of another show here on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. Thank you, Robin, for coming in.
Yay, and go Australia's first female Prime Minister. Woohoo!
Absolutely. Australia now has a female Prime Minister. Today we've been talking all about what happened with Kevin Rudd's dismissal, and Robin's actually visiting from Canberra. She's a friend, and it's been wonderful having her in. That's pretty much it for the show, and we've got alternative radio coming up, and then the amazing Chris Horrific, who just week after week comes out with radio magic. We'll leave you with some Tame Impala here from Australia. I hope you have a fantastic week. Bye for now. Hello, this is CITR. I have. Yep.
Captain of the Yozgat police soldiers, you must know. And he replied, "Well, look, it's not really secret anymore. About 86,000 Armenians were massacred. We too were surprised. The government didn't know that there was such a great Armenian population in the province of Ankara. However, this also includes a few thousand other Armenians from surrounding provinces who were also deported on these roads. In the end, of course, you know, one notes that between 1 million to 1.5 million Armenians, 1.5 million Armenians were exterminated in the genocide.
That's Peter Balakian, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Peter Balakian on Armenian Golgotha. On April 24, 1915, the Turkish government launched the genocide of the Armenians. The state-sponsored mass murder campaign destroyed the millennia-old Armenian people in their historic homeland. Their churches and schools were razed to the ground. Their homes and land